During Advent, one of the words that you hear over and over again is the word prepare. Our Lord invites us, as we listen to our readings today, specifically the gospel, he says, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. So the question is, how do we do that? Well, we understand what that means during this time of year. I think especially we prepare for Christmas. We set up Christmas decorations, for example, the tree, the lights. For many, it means getting gifts for others. For some, it means baking cookies or getting ready for a Christmas gathering. Right? But we all have our ways that we prepare for Christmas, big or small. Now today, our reading reminds us of the most important thing of all, and that is to prepare the way of the Lord. Now, so I just want to look at a couple of things that can help us to prepare for Christmas. And the one thing our gospel calls us to today, and I think always, is repentance. Repentance. Repent of what, though? Well, our sins. Now, why is this important? Why would we want to repent of our sins? Well, sin blinds us. Sin prevents us from seeing or encountering God's goodness, from encountering God's love for us. Sin can distort our view of reality. It makes beautiful things ugly. And so we have to repent of our sins. And repenting of our sins, as you know, again, some people think, well, I'm not that big of a sinner. You know, and it's so easy to say, well, I don't sin that much, Father. I hear that. Maybe you don't have great sins. Beautiful. But even little sins, right? Those little ones, sometimes they can add up. And those are things we have to work on as well. So I'll just go ahead and throw this out there. I think probably over 10 years of being here, you've probably heard most of my sins. So we'll go ahead and throw this out as well. One of the sins that I struggle with is having to do things my way. Maybe you've experienced that with me. This ultimately comes down to many of our sins, doing things our own way. Because sin, of course, is primarily what? Disobedience, not listening to God. So sin is doing things my way instead of God's way. So the first thing we have to do to prepare for Christmas is to repent of our sinfulness, to ask the Lord to help us overcome the desire of always wanting to do everything our own way. And that's hard, because I know people who are other priests, I know people who go to daily mass, and they're still doing things their own way. And have you ever said to yourself, this is the way I've always done it, and it's the way I always will do it? Well, that can be a sin. And again, why? Well, the struggle is sometimes we get comfortable doing things a certain way. We've done it that way for a long time, and it's perhaps worked for us. And maybe we don't really evaluate, is it good or is it bad? Maybe we just do it because we've always done it that way. And so to really look at that, and that's not easy. That's not easy to do, because that might require change, and repentance really requires maybe a change of direction from doing things the old familiar way that might not be right at all, that might be leading us actually further away from Christ and others and from really knowing who God truly created us to be. And so we have to ask ourselves, maybe God has another way, and to look at that and to be open to that. And that's a little scary. I understand that personally as well. I have my ways. I get comfortable, and I think it's just come up when the bishop said, I need you to go to St. Bernadette and help out over there as well. I'm like, well, I'm really comfortable at St. Joan of Arc, Bishop. I really like being at one parish. That's what I signed up for, right? Right? Not so much. So you see, we get set in our ways and we get comfortable. And then the Lord says, well, maybe, you're too comfortable. And that's sometimes maybe we have to look at that Maybe when we're really comfortable, we have to see maybe I've just grown cold or not listening to what God might be inviting me or challenging me to do or to grow. And so repentance involves that. Second thing we have to do to prepare the way of Christ at Christmas is we have to be a people of prayer. We have to be a people of prayer. And a prayer in our own life that you and I, we spend time with Christ. And what we do in prayer is we keep handing over our will to God's will. That's one of the great things that happens in prayer. Lord, I'm here to listen to you so that you can tell me what you want me to do. That's a perfectly good prayer. And so there are many ways to pray. What you're doing right now is you gather for Holy Mass. You take this sacrificial hour, this time to come to be with our Lord, to receive him in Holy Communion, the Mass, the greatest prayer. But what about other times? What about prayer at home? What about praying together as a family? With adoration before our Lord. You know, it's such a great gift that we have at our parish to have perpetual adoration, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And who knows when a situation might arise where you feel really called to be with our Lord, and you can do that here. That's such a great treasure that we are blessed with at our parish. Other forms of prayer, the rosary, consecrating our family to our Lord, our Lady, consecrating our family to the Holy Family. So many beautiful ways and devotions and means that we can come to pray. So many things to pray for. So, but again, making prayer a priority, that can be difficult. You ever thought about, you know, why almost, you know, many times we start to pray and some distraction comes into our minds? I don't think that's an accident, right? The enemy, he doesn't like people speaking to our Lord or listening to our Lord. And so he wants to fill our mind with distractions. And so to know, you know, that those moments are going to be tempting to not pray. And that's not access, not by an accident. So the third thing, after we repent, you know, we have that desire, that openness to change from our old habits or maybe our sinful ways and to chart out a new path with the Lord. Then when we pray, the third thing we want to do is to be a person who is Christ for others. To be a person who loves others like Christ. You know, people will say, Father, how do I bring people to our Lord? You know, and I hear that sometimes in the anguish of a parent whose child has left the faith or a relative who has fallen away. And so how do we bring others to Christ or back to Christ? So I think, first of all, I say we have to pray for them. And then we have to love them right where they're at and try to meet them where they're at and help them, you know, along the way to maybe take that first step. And that can be very frightening for some people. It's like, well, you know, I've turned so far away from the Lord. How can he possibly welcome me back? Well, because our Lord is very merciful, we can say to them. And maybe you've experienced that in your own life through some experience where you have fallen away and you've come back. And to share that story. To share that story. At the next Mass, the 10:30, we're going to confirm and give First Communion to two of our young adults, right? Who have come to know the Lord through this community, through people like you. Isn't that a beautiful thing? They got to know Jesus Christ by meeting people like you and now want to receive those sacraments. So that's a beautiful thing. We pray for them and then we lead them closer to Christ. And we, again, this can be difficult. People who don't always see things our way, and we were so convicted about our Lord and our relationship with him, and they don't see it our way, and so we can grow impatient sometimes. It's like, well, why bother? Their hearts are so hardened. But there's always a chance to never lose hope. And so, again, I just struggle with that too. You know, well, you know, we can never give up hope. And then I would say the last thing, that we have to be willing to die to ourselves. Sometimes, again, we get very comfortable, and to be able to say, you know what, means we have to love people. Sometimes we don't feel like it, even when they don't deserve love, and that's tough stuff. Why? Because people hurt us, but we love them anyway, and it's our job to love people. And when we show them God's love, God has a way of changing their hearts through us. But we have to just extend that little bit of love by dying to ourselves. So the first thing, repent ourselves. Acknowledge our need for God. Maybe our need to change from our past sins, sinful ways. The second thing we have to do is make sure that we pray. And those two are very closely related. Maybe we pray first and then we repent. Ask the Lord what we need to repent of. That's okay. And that third thing is we have to love others. Even though maybe we may not feel like it. And that's when we have to die to ourselves a little bit. And to surrender maybe some of our comfort so that others may encounter Christ. So that's how we prepare the way. We repent, we pray, we love, even when we don't feel like it. May each of you know his love today and forever.